Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Tuesday, April 10. Coming up, Health Minister justifies decision not to close Cornwall Regional Hospital, Clarkstown Transportation Centre officially opened, and a new market to be built in Trelawney. The news in detail after the break.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter
now. Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has sought to justify the decision not to close the Cornwall Regional Hospital amidst ongoing health concerns for staff and patients at the facility. Dr. Tufton says hundreds of patients will be negatively affected or may even die if the facility is closed.
And to just shut cold turkey would mean that people would die. I looked at some numbers as it relates to the Mount Salem Clinic now operating as accidental emergency. Over the last 12 months, accidental emergency has seen in excess of 48,000 persons. Emergency surgeries, 1,800 plus. Now, for those who don't appreciate what an emergency surgery is, an emergency surgery means if you don't do it quickly, then the prospects of persons surviving are significantly compromised. In other words, they would likely die.
The Cornwall Regional Hospital has seen 90% of services of the main building being relocated in light of noxious fumes and mold growth affecting patients and staff. The Health Ministry says it is working to address the challenges at the hospital by the end of the year. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has expressed regret at the conditions resulting in patients and staff at the Cornwall Regional Hospital experiencing irritation and discomfort over the past months. Minister Tufton has expressed appreciation for the commitment of staff who continue to give service at the facility.
I take no joy in saying, in recognizing that reality. And indeed, I really am sorry that they had to go through some of those experiences. The challenge we faced was how do we balance that issue with the need to provide the critical essential services, and that really was the reality. And I do hope that those who have been affected will be understanding to that reality.
33 of the 38 services offered at the St. James Hospital have been relocated to the Mount Salem Clinic, Falmouth Hospital in Trelawney, and the West Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. The Cornwall Regional Hospital is the only Type A facility on the western end of the island, serving St. James, Westmorland, Trelawney, and Hanover. Residents of Clarkstown, Trelawney, and surrounding communities are now benefiting from improved transportation service following the official opening of the Clarkstown Transportation Centre. The centre was officially opened on April 6 by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie, who outlined that the facility will help to bring order to the transport system in the parish.
It brings a certain level of organisation, certain level of discipline. And I want to commend the operators, the drivers, who have committed themselves to use the facility, because the success of the transportation center depends on their cooperation.
The transport center serves commuters from more than 15 communities across the parish. Meanwhile, Trelawney Mayor Colin Gager says the facility is already reaping benefits for the parish, evidenced by the reduction of traffic congestion in the town. And ground is to be broken in short order for the establishment of a new market in Clarkstown, Trelawney. Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie made the announcement during the opening of a transport centre in the parish recently, adding that construction will begin on the facility by the end of this month.
Already, the municipal corporation has gotten half of the money to start the work on the market. And the next time I come back, I will be coming back to complete the final phase when I officially open a brand new market here in Clarkstown.
The minister is also urging vendors to maintain public order while construction on the facility is being completed. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.